Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Thank you. That was almost authentic. That sounded really...
Yeah, I'm working on authenticity.
Yeah, okay. Are those hipster shoes you're wearing now?
Yeah, they're pretty hip, huh?
Yeah. What are those called?
They're called shoes without laces, so I can get them on and off quickly.
Oh, okay. It's a long name for a shoe. What's the best way to ripen green tomatoes? What you do is you put one under each arm, and you have someone tie up with a rope. But you got to stay away for like for 3 or 4 days, and they ripen perfectly. Jerry is here from Boulder Junction. He's a crappy guide. Jerry, what work are you going to get if you're going to say you're a crappy guide? You got to say you're really a good guide.
I'm a good guide.
Okay. Are you a fisherman? No. Okay. So let's say hello to Jerry. Seems like a nice guy, even though he's a crappy guy. Maybe a crappy guy, but he's a nice guy. Okay. Wonder if they're going to punch that out every time I say that. Huh? Probably. I don't know. Is that one of the words you can't say?
Yeah. Crappie.
Oh, crappy.
Crappy guide, yeah.
Crappie. Here's the crappy guide, then. I have to take that out, too. Can I stand up there if you wouldn't mind? Jerry, what's the last name, Jerry?
Jerry Burgett.
Burgett.
Yeah.
Jerry Burgett from Boulder Junction. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah. You down here for the game, then? Is that why you're wearing the shirt?
I'm here to watch Illinois lose, so.
Okay. You have something against Illinois in particular?
No. Southern folks, I guess.
Yeah. Care for the flatheads down there?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Boulder Junction, you get a lot of them coming up there, though.
Oh, yeah. As long as they bring money, they're welcome.
Yeah. How are they as far as customers? Are they okay?
Well, they're okay.
Do they know which end of the pole to throw in the water? Or?
No, not really. So.
You know, what scares me is when they come up with their muskets and stuff for deer hunting, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you go hide.
Yeah. These are guys who are accountants and, you know, market guys.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't.
First time they held a gun in their hands.
Yeah, and don't know which way they're pointing it, so.
Yeah. Can't even tell the breeds of dogs they're shooting, most of them.
Right.
Okay. Any tips now to us coming up there in Boulder Junction? Is it fishing season up there? And,
oh, yeah. Yeah, it's slow.
What are they taking? And where are they taking it?
I don't know, in the lake.
You're not without a buck, you're not going to tell me anything, are you?
No.
Are they pulling in a lot of crappies this year?
Yeah, they're kind of suspended right now. So.
You know, what I don't get about crappie, I hear about guys fishing for crappie and all that sort of stuff. I never heard of anyone eating a crappie.
Oh, they're very good.
Yeah, that's what I always say. I say that to these guys. So, oh, they're really good. You know, you got to watch out for the bones in them, though, don't you?
Got to fillet them.
Got to fillet them. With a chainsaw, I understand, because they're a little bit,
yeah.
they're kind of bony.
Yeah.
Well, but you don't see, like in a restaurant, you see a crappie, you know, today's fresh.
No,
catch of the day, crappie.
Right, it's just kind of a local thing. Yeah. They're better than muskies. The muskie fishermen are just thrown back in the lake, so it'll. But crappies, you keep them. So.
Yeah, well, muskie, you don't eat those either. Have you eaten a muskie?
They're bad.
Have you eaten a muskie, sir?
No, I've never had a muskie.
Aren't you a little bit curious what they taste like?
Not necessarily.
Something that ugly has got to taste pretty good, is what I'm thinking. The way it works in nature.
Well, maybe. Why don't you try it first and you let me know?
No, I'm still working on this crappie thing. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right, thank you for coming down here. Go Badgers! Go Badgers! Badger, how are you?
Hi.
Very nice scream, by the way.
What?
You have a really good scream.
Oh, thank you. I practice my screaming at home.
Do you?
Yeah.
Kids or?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I try to be louder than they are. I usually succeed.
Yeah. But do you go to events and do the screaming? Because there's always someone who's got a good scream. We have the guy who did the
throat clearing.
The throat
yeah,
clearing.
Maybe we should get together.
The mild coughing. But you're a good crowd screamer.
Oh, thank you. Can I be hired?
What was the last?
I'll shut up there. My name is Sarah, too.
Yeah. What is the last event you went to and screamed at?
Oh, there's so
audience
many.
Event.
I don't know.
What's
I
the last
can't
one?
Think of one. Maybe
you go a band that you really like. You went and screamed.
Oh, Mute Math.
What?
Mute Math.
Who?
it's a band.
Mute Math.
Mute Math. Mute Math. Anybody? No mute.
Mute Math.
Yeah.
Is that a form of meth?
Mute Math, like mathematics. Mute Math.
Okay. I guess I wasn't there.
It was at the Majestic.
Okay. Can we hear one more little scream? Can you do it? Then? Okay, thank you. I don't get many of those, so. It's... All right. Mute Math. What would it take for you to wish my husband happy birthday? I don't know. What do you got, Paula? What'd you bring with you? Paula Land from Cedar Rapids. We were just down there. So that's good enough for me, just the fact that you're from Cedar Rapids. And hi, how you doing?
Good.
You. Thank you for standing. Very nice. Yeah. Not everyone will do that.
No, I'm a polite guy.
You are very polite. I like that. Just when you thought all politeness was dead. Hi, Paula.
Hi.
Which one is he?
He's right here.
Oh, here he is. Let's wish him a happy birthday. Get up there. What's your name then? Dana?
Yeah.
Come on, Dana. I wish you a happy birthday. Should we sing? No. No, singing is going too far. Singing, I need a cash payment, but we'll wish you a happy birthday. How many is it then, Dana?
51.
50? Oh, my God. Turning point. Turning point.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you look good 51. You look like day over 50.
Excellent.
You're in good shape and stuff. And are you guys celebrating? What's on tap here now?
Just checking out with Madison.
Checking out with Madison?
The whole town.
Madison thing?
You bet.
Okay. All for you.
Enjoying some Oktoberfest, too.
The beer or the...
Indeed.
Or the time of year.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to you. What do we have for Dana on his birthday? We have a little something for you, Dana.
If you're just visiting, maybe the best choice is our classic Smell Our Derriere t-shirt from Wisconsin Public Radio.
Smell Our Derriere, yes.
Thank you.
There you go. That's from Pie Lamb. That's a little Pie Lamb t-shirt. All right. Thank you. Standing up again. Now everyone's standing up. You started a trend. Look at this.
It's contagious.
Only he stood up because I have to kind of squeeze crab-like through these rows. And now you stood up and now you stood up. It's infectious. Politeness is infectious.
Well, I'm a big guy. I thought I'd give you room.
Yeah, but I mean, it spreads. This guy's from Illinois, even. And he's standing up.
Exactly.
First time a guy from Illinois has ever been polite. This is so exciting. No, I know that. If you're not from Chicago, they're very nice in Illinois, actually.
Well, I'm from a suburb of Chicago.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It gets you outside of town.
Right.
Here for the game, feeling good about it? You guys bring a team this year?
Yeah, yes, we did. Yeah. We're just not sure they're a Big Ten team yet.
Okay, well, we're hoping.
Start maybe in a smaller league and then move your way up.
Right.
And you are?
My name's Alan.
Thanks for coming, Alan. I can't say good luck to you, but thanks for being here. Hello, thank you.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for starting all this standing up business. Thank you for standing up for my show. Okay. How are we doing time-wise? Got a few yet?
Yeah, we got a couple minutes.
Okay. Oh, that was you. I thought it was coming out of Jeff. Isn't that funny? You were talking, and I thought it was coming out of Jeff. I thought, my God. Transformation. Max Golden, freshman at West. The school, my kids went to West. We always honor freshmen from West High School with their comments, their take on the news of the day. Max, we'll get you to stand up for just a second. You are a freshman just starting. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, how's it going so far? How's the first year?
Easy.
You don't get dumped in trash cans anymore, do you?
Only once.
You got to go through it.
Yeah.
We all did. You know, we crawl out eventually. And what is your comment or your point of view that you want to state now?
I was thinking, is it true that the replacement refs were hired by the Obama team to help him prepare for his debate?
All right, well, there you go. But you still got your sophomore year to look forward to. And that'll be good. Yeah, Jim Lehrer actually now is working in the lingerie league. Okay, hey, this is pretty cool. Sarah Cook can say the alphabet backwards faster than anyone here. Okay, quite a thing to brag about, but here you go. Sarah Cook, where are you, Sarah Cook? Oh, you're way in back there, Sarah Cook. Okay. How many of you actually want to hear the alphabet backwards? Well, it's a public radio crowd. They'll listen to anything, I guess. What can I tell you? Sarah Cook, she's a Minnesota Orchestra you work for, huh? Yeah. Oh, there you are. I guess you stand up here now. When did you first discover you had this ability?
My dad taught me to say the alphabet backwards when I was three.
When you were three? Yeah. You've been saying it ever since. And you're the dad in question?
Yes, I am.
What was your thinking in doing that in the first place?
Well, we were sitting around the dinner table. She had an alphabet shirt on, and I said, she was always interested in being like her big brothers. I said, well, they know the alphabet. When you go to school, you can tell the teachers you know the alphabet forwards and backwards. So we taught we taught it.
Do you want it to be able to be understood? ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA. Or faster.
And has it made the difference in your life that your dad thought it would for you?
Oh, absolutely.
It's open doors?
Yes, yes.
Job interviews?
Well, scored my first job out of school 2 weeks ago.
And did you use the alphabet?
Unfortunately, no, but I could try it next week and see if it gives me a promotion.
Thank you, dear, very much. Okay, there you have it. We got it all here on What Do You Know? Which we can't do backwards. All right, we're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz because we thought that would be nice if you had a chance to try that, since it is a quiz show. And let's see now, before we can actually do the quiz, we have to know who can and cannot participate in said quiz. That's right, the four disclaimers, and with them today is...
Isaac.
Yes.
Better.
Did you do the one name?
Isaac Better.
Isaac Better. Isaac, and if you want to pull that and just do it.
All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Goes to show you, you should never underestimate Mormon forensics. It's required. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
You've done this before. Oh, here, you can have that, since I have no money to give you. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the quiz. Let's see some interest here, people. Quiz interest. Who wants to do it? You can applaud all you want. I want to see a hand go up here. Who wants to play the quiz? Be on it. Who wants to... What? Where?
Who?
Somebody, no one here wants to play the quiz on a quiz show? Why do you come to a quiz show if you don't want to... Yes? Okay. Okay, we got a winner here. Come over to the aisle. I'll meet you halfway. I don't understand it. Why would people come to a quiz show when they don't want to be on the quiz?
Exactly.
You would think they'd be coming here dressed up as fruits and vegetables. And so, and you are?
I'm Jennifer Forsyth.
Jennifer Forsyth. And are you from around here, Jennifer?
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, yes, St. Louis. Wonderful. St. Louis. We applaud all cities, towns, townships, principalities. Jennifer, one good reason you should play the quiz.
I flunked. I don't have a good reason.
Well, you got up, so let's take you anyway. Come on. You're the only volunteer. How about that for a reason? Yes. Jennifer, walk this way. Right up those steps. Onto the What Do You Know stage. You're at Monona Terrace. And may you have a seat there if you would. Make yourself comfortable. I got another water down here. We make our own water here, so. On store. All right, Jennifer, what do you do in life as we know it?
I am an attorney for a health insurance company.
Oh. Well, that's got to be a fun job.
I heard some booing. Well, it doesn't make me evil.
No, it doesn't. It makes you working, which is a good thing.
That's right. I am working very hard.
Yeah. Are you from St. Louis originally? Or?
I'm not. I'm from Iowa originally.
You are. Well, how did you find St. Louis?
I got a job and moved where the job was.
Yeah. And were you trained in this field or that you're now working? Did you have training in the field and then look for a job within your field?
Or? Yes. I went to law school at the University of Iowa.
With the intention of
Big
working?
Big Ten girl. Yes, yes. With the intention of working. Yes.
Yeah. It's unusual. And that worked out for you pretty good.
So far, so good.
Excellent. A family person?
Yes, I have three children.
You
and
do?
A husband.
Three children and a husband.
And a husband.
Well, that's very foresightful of you, I must say. And are they here? I don't know. Do we?
No, I'm visiting. I'm visiting friends.
You are?
Yeah, visiting a Madison friend, and then also a friend came from Atlanta, Georgia. So the three of us are together.
Oh yes, okay. Because you all thought your towns were special. I remember.
We did.
You shouted out.
Oh, and Akron was more special, right?
Have you been to Akron?
I have not.
Well, then you don't know. Jennifer, great to have you here.
You're
familiar with the quiz? It's a general knowledge quiz, not so much trivia.
I actually am not familiar
with
the
you're
quiz.
Not? Okay. Well,
maybe if I was, I wouldn't have volunteered.
Yeah, John, can you explain to her the fundamentals of the...
Yeah, he has a really stupid question, and you give kind of a dumb answer, and then you get some like really cheap stuff, and it's great.
I got to ask you never again, I think, to explain the quiz.
Is it multiple choice?
It's all true, but it's unfortunate stated that way.
Some of it is multiple choice.
Some of it is multiple choice.
All right. Yeah.
Very insightful questions.
Right. And you can hardly lose because I usually give away the answer. So really, there's no harm, no foul.
All right.
And someone out there will play along with you by simply answering a qualifying question. Now, how do they do that, Sarah?
Well, if people want to play the quiz, they're going to pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WACK-NOW. Uh-huh. And answer this qualifying question.
Which one?
Well, I don't know. I think you're reaching for it right
okay.
about
yeah, this one.
Now.
All right. Out of 10 people, how many have the PIN number 1234? Out of 10 people, we need to hit this right on the head, Sarah, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah, out of 10 people, how many have the PIN number 1234? If you don't give us a call here at that number, that there are people are on the line already, so they didn't listen, did they? They have no idea what's coming up. Hi, Phil.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Are you talking to someone else, Phil? Am I interrupting?
No, you just caught me by surprise. I was listening to the show, and I didn't know you were going to answer so quick.
Yeah. Well, this is the Phil from Jackson, Ohio, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Do you know you called before we asked the question, though, Phil?
Well, I know, but I think if I waited for the question, I still wouldn't have a better idea about the answer.
Okay. Do you know the question now, or?
Yes. How many people have the PIN 1234?
All right. Out of 10.
I'll guess five. No, four.
No, that's high, Phil.
Okay, sorry. Good talking to you.
All right, nice talking to you. Sorry. Okay.
Bye.
You seem like a nice guy. Worthy of applause? I don't know. Debatable. George is from Kansas City. Hey, George.
Hey, Michael.
How's it going?
Okay.
Yeah?
Kind of chilly here today.
Yeah, are you outside now?
No, I'm inside.
Oh, it shouldn't be so chilly inside there. You got to turn up the heat, George.
Well, yeah, I got it up.
You got it up. Hate to turn it on the first time of the year, you know?
Well, that's right.
Yeah. You got gas or you got oil?
Gas.
Yeah. Better than oil.
Well, yeah, I know.
Well, clean the filters every year or not?
No, several times a year.
Several times a year. Don't you think that's too much? Filter cleaning is also a bad thing?
No, I got three cats and two dogs, so
yeah.
One.
Why don't you just
clean filters all the time?
Just clean them. You don't have to clean the filters. That's what I'm thinking. I'm just thinking out loud here. All right. Well, George, out of 10 people, how many's PIN number is 1234?
I'm gonna say two.
You're so close, George.
One?
Well, I kind of like you because you change your filters a lot. That's a special guy. So I'm going to give it to you, George, because on second thought, you found the right answer. That's right. We'll say one because it's a fact. I don't know, George, or just something about you. When I heard you change your filters so much, I thought, well, this guy deserves a little credit. So, yeah, 1 out of 10. And in case you're wondering, it's somewhat interesting, maybe not. That's like almost 11% of all pins are 1234. The number 2 in pins is 1111, right? That's mine. So number 3 is 000, which is my old one. I changed it, though, because it was too obvious.
So if I find your bank card, I can just...
Pretty much. Number 4, 1212. I had that for a while, but I thought, you know, that's kind of stupid. And number 5, 7, 7, 7, 7. So you should, undoubtedly, everyone has one of these, right? Pretty much? Okay. Well, what's your PIN then, if it's not that? George, what do you do out there in Kansas City?
I'm an artist slash illustrator.
You're slashing an illustrator and, as an artist?
Well, I do some fine art painting, and I do some humorous illustration.
Oh, yeah. You illustrate things for books or for newspapers or magazines?
I've done greeting cards, books, things like that.
How cool. How cool. Yeah. What is there? Do you have a trademark sort of illustration or a style?
Well,
Of a George illustration,
it's just my own style. I don't know. There's no particular name for it. Humorous illustration.
Yeah. Oh, they're humorous.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. George, this is Jennifer.
Hi, George.
Hi, Jennifer.
Fellow Missourian, unless he's in Kansas City, Kansas.
No one's in Kansas.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, they're all Missouri, I think, pretty much. Otherwise, they call it, something else entirely. George and Jennifer, you work as a team here, okay?
Okay.
So there's no competition. We work as a team here, a brain trust, as it were. And is there a bird or something in the background there, George?
No. Oh. No, it's here.
Okay.
Three cats, though.
And how do they do this? Now, what are the categories they have to choose from?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
I hear something chirping.
Maybe it's feedback.
Yeah. Is that you chirping, George?
No.
Okay. All right. George, you pick first category. What would you like?
Science.
Science it is.
All right. George is on his own here, maybe.
Okay. Men with shaved heads. Is the question. No, that's not the question. Men with shaved heads are perceived as being able to bench press more than men who don't have shaved heads. We want to know by how much more are they perceived to bench press. Is it 3%, 7%, or 13%? People estimate they can bench press that much more simply by having a shaved head.
Do we consult?
Talk over. Well, you and George.
I'd say 13, George.
Oh.
What
13?
Do you think?
Well, that sounds good to me. I mean, it's just a guess, but...
Do you have a shaved head by any chance, George?
No, I don't. I'm afraid not.
Okay.
You picked science, though, so you can you can make the final call.
13% is what you said, right? He agreed? That's right. 13%.
Yeah.
All right. We're off on a good start right here.
Categories left? Would you like
to
hear?
No, what was the score?
Oh, it's one right and zero
track.
Wrong.
Oh, excellent. What's left there, sir?
We have current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, and odds and ends.
Okay. What would you like, Jennifer?
I'd like current events.
Current events, right out of the news, maybe not. Yes, the latest mental disorder. If you want to get a new one, here it is. The latest mental health disorder is IUD, which, of course, refers to what? What is IUD? The mental disorder, not the device.
Well,
I could have done that one.
Yeah.
I think the last letter is going to be...
Disorder, yeah.
Disorder,
yeah.
Sure.
You got that, okay.
I mean, if it's recent, would it have something to do with technology or... I don't know, do you have any idea?
Internet use disorder? I don't know.
Whoa!
You nailed it, George! You nailed it, man! That's it. Addictive. It's an addictive behavior.
Good job.
Internet use disorder. Groovy.
Yeah, a lot of people have that.
Yeah.
They now have two right and zero wrong.
Very good. What remains?
What remains? People, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, or odds and ends.
Okay, George, what do you think?
Probably odds and ends.
Odds and ends. All right. Are you painting right now, George?
No, I was sort of halfway through my breakfast here.
Oh, what do you... That's what I heard, I guess. I think you're still eating it.
No, I'm not eating now.
No. What do you have for breakfast, George?
I guess you call it a berries and things mixed up in a blender. Fruit and mixed up
smoothie,
in a blender.
Smoothie.
You guess you'd call it berries? What else would you call it, George?
I don't know.
Yeah. You make it like a smoothie, a blender.
We call it swill over here.
Swill. Are you on a swill regimen or something? Are you taking swill? For health reasons?
Yeah, every morning.
Okay. What do you do for lunch then?
I don't know. Salad.
Okay.
Sandwich, whatever.
Yeah. Do you eat anything at all in the course of the day or just this? I'm a little worried about you now, Jerry. All right. Here's this odds and, did you say odds and ends, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This it smells like a seared steak, hot metal, or welding fumes. The question is, what does? Is it Nicki Minaj's scent, her new scent? Space, as an outer, or C, I don't know, but I smelled it the minute I walked in here.
What was the first one?
Nicki Minaj's new scent.
We can't get a right answer for C, right? It's got to be B, doesn't it?
You would think. George?
I have no idea who... You say Vicky or Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, Nicki Minaj.
You don't know
Minaj.
Nicki Minaj, yeah.
Yeah, she's a judge on American Idol that just beat up
Mariah
Carey.
I don't know. I don't watch TV, so yeah. I have no idea.
No. You're too busy with your swill.
I would go with outer space.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, the smell of space. That's right, exactly. It smells like a seared steak, hot metal, or welding fumes, according to astronauts who come in from space and smell something funny they brought in with them. And, well, they could quit, couldn't they, Sarah?
Well, they could, and they would have
because
won.
Because they won, yeah.
Yes, or they can go on for the mother load.
Yeah. What's involved there?
You have to get two more questions right.
Mm-hmm. Out of how many?
Out of two more.
Out of three?
That was a trick question.
I know. It's not a lousy up there. All right, so that's, you know, you could quit. You go home with some relatively unimportant prizes. Or you could go for the giant kielbasa, the cornucopia.
And a free car.
The whole deal.
I think we're going.
And any car you can pick out of the ramp here and drive on.
We're going.
They're going for it. They're going for it. Jump! Jump! The jump response. What's left there?
They have people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention. Uh-huh. That's it.
Okay.
All right, let's do people.
People, these are kind of survey results. Double texting, abbreviations, or bad spelling. Which is the biggest turnoff for the after-date text receiver? Now, this is the first text you get after you've gone on a date from the other person. There's one of these things that really annoys a person receiving it. Is it the double texting, where they texted you twice without getting an answer from the first one? Abbreviations or bad spelling, what really turns off the receiver.
I'm going to guess double texting.
You know, that depends how the first date went, I would think. But I guess you would have texted back.
Yeah.
I can go with that.
Double texting. Don't do it. And wait, you got to wait for a while, too. I don't know really the... I think there's a waiting period, too, before you actually... I'm not involved in this anymore, but... Is that true, Sarah? Is there?
I think a waiting period is recommended.
Yes.
Too long.
How long?
24 hours, I say.
Oh, okay, only a day or so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that would be...
What we have... Oh, we have now four right and zero wrong.
Okay. And
you guys are one answer away from
another. And what's left there?
Places or things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention.
George?
How about things you should have learned in school?
Okay. You're not still dating, are you, George?
No, I'm married.
That's what I said. You're not still dating, are you? That gets in the way of it, you know, because she can read your text and all that. All right, complete this thought. O Romeo, Romeo.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Go along with that, George?
Oh, yeah.
That's it, yes. 49% of adults cannot do that. So that's very extraordinary. Congratulations, you won it all. What have they won, Sarah?
So much. Jennifer, you can fill your home with a mix of mandarin lily, cashmere, musk, woodsy notes, and jasmine, all contained in a bottle of Garden Breeze Aroma Decor Diffuser Oil from Greenleaf. And then cook up a fragrant storm using Home Economics Centennial Cookbook, a celebration of 100 years of dynamic change, edited by Heather Lipinski and Joan DeGuire North from the College of Professional Studies at UW Stevens Point. Find out what's so funny up in Alaska with Anchorage columnist Tom Brennan's Moose Droppings and Other Crimes Against Nature from Epicenter Press. and continue building a faster brain and a better you with Daniel Coyle's The Little Book of Talent, 52 Tips for Improving Your Skills from Bantam Books. George, you can wake up every day to the full mild blend designed to be lively and satisfying in Steep and Brew's breakfast blend, and sail through the afternoon with rich Costa Rican terrazzo from Madison's Steep and Brew coffee. That's coffee done right. Then wallow in the mellow retro sounds of the Northwoods with the CD Wild Woods and Waters from the Blue Canvas Orchestra and Big Top Chautauqua. Recall the awkward years of the Bush administration with a tin of National Embarrassments from the Unemployed Philosophers Guild. Entertain in the manner of the 47% playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including clever contestants, enthusiastic audiences, cards, and questions, along with the campaign-proof Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Cleaned up. Thank you very much, Jennifer. Hang on, George. Make sure you get that before you get back to your show.
Okay.
Thanks, man.